This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. As Mariupol's defenders defiantly hold out, the number of bodies in the rubble of the bombarded and encircled Ukrainian city remains shrouded in uncertainty, the full extent of the horror not yet known. The fate of those inside an art school flattened on Sunday and a theater that was blown apart 4 days earlier is unclear. Rabbi Amush Reuven Asman, the chief rabbi of Ukraine, says that the stories of death and suffering from Russian attacks are heartbreaking.
My heart is broken every day. We evacuate hundreds of people, and it's very hard to listen the terrible stories about killing people. That's Russian forces killing people, killing civilians, and bombing rockets.
Ukraine flatly rejected Russia's offer of safe passage out of Mariupol in return for the city's surrender. The Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has hailed those who are fighting back against Russia, saying resistance for Ukrainians is part of their soul. Meanwhile, the Ukrainian President said late Monday that he was prepared to discuss a commitment from Ukraine not to seek NATO membership in exchange for a ceasefire, the withdrawal of Russian troops, and a guarantee of Ukraine's security. He also repeated his call for direct talks with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Zelensky said that unless he meets with Putin, it is impossible to understand whether Russia even wants to stop the war. Again, Mariupol's defenders have defiantly held out, but there have been a number of bodies and rubble strewn across the region. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden, in remarks to the Business Roundtable CEO quarterly meeting, says that Russia could be preparing to launch cyber attacks against critical infrastructure amid the war in Ukraine.
It's not just in your interest that are at stake when there is potential use of cybersecurity. It is the national interest at stake. And I would respectfully suggest it's a patriotic obligation for you to invest as much as you can in making sure, and we will help in any way, that you have built up your technological capacity to deal with cyber capacity.
Biden is urging U.S. companies to make sure their digital doors are locked and sites involving intelligence that Russia is considering launching cyber attacks against critical infrastructure targets as the war in Ukraine continues. On her first day of confirmation hearings, U.S. Supreme Court nominee Ketanji Brown Jackson pledged to decide cases without fear or favor if confirmed. AP correspondent Mark Sherman.
It's not just in your interest that are at stake when there is potential use of cybersecurity. It is the national interest at stake.
And Jackson says that she is humbled and honored by her historic nomination as the first black woman to be nominated and subsequently to sit on the U.S. Supreme Court if she is in fact confirmed. And remarks as the U.S. Holocaust Memorial Museum Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the military in Myanmar has made clear it is working to extinguish the population of Rohingya Muslims through atrocities against civilians.
That intent has been corroborated by the accounts of soldiers who took part in the operation and later defected, such as one who said he was told by his commanding officer to, and I quote, shoot at every sight of a person, end quote, burn villages, rape and kill women. Orders that he and his unit.
Authorities made the determination based on confirmed accounts of mass atrocities on civilians by Myanmar's military in a widespread and systematic campaign against the Rohingya. And it's the eighth time since the Holocaust that the U.S. has made the determination that a genocide has in fact occurred. No survivors have been found as the search continued Tuesday of the scattered wreckage of a China Eastern plane carrying 132 people that crashed a day earlier in a forested mountainous area in China's worst air disaster in a decade. Recapping our top story, Mariupol's defenders are continuing to hold out on, but the number of bodies strewn and the rubble bombarded and encircled Ukrainian city remains shrouded in uncertainty. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.